Chapter 16. A young female hare named Deirdar stood on a hilltop close to the west shore. She nibbled at a fresh-plucked dandelion flower, watching a runner approaching from the northeast. Deirdar knew it was Algador Swiftback, even though he was still a mere dot in the distance. His peculiar, long, leaping stride marked him out from all the others at Salamandaston. Now he would appear on a hilltop, then be lost to sight as he descended into the valley, but pop up shortly atop another dune, travelling well, with his graceful extended lope serving to eat up the miles easily. The sun was behind Deirdar now, hovering over the immeasurable expanses of sea that lapped the coast right up to the shore in front of the mountain. She waved and was rewarded by the sight of Algador waving back. Deirdar sat on the sandy tor, enduring the heat of the sun on her back. Algador took the last lap at the same pace he had been running all day. He could run almost as fast as his brother Riffle, the galloper of Major Perigord's patrol. Breathing lightly, he sat down next to Deirdar.
Ah, so you're my relief. What'll this be now, miss? Your third run of the season?
Deirdar stood flexing her limbs.
Fifth, actually. Where did you cover, Algy?
Algador made a sweep with his paw.
Northeast, from there to there. No sign of Perigord returning yet, and no sign of rapscallions or other vermin.
Deirdar closed one eye, squinting along the paw tracks a friend had just made.
Righto, Algy. I'll follow you out along your trail, then cut west and come back, covering the jolly old shoreline.
Algador rose and turned to face Salamandaston, farther down the coastline. Between patches of green vegetation growing on its rocky slopes, the mountain took on a light buff tinge. An extinct volcano crater jutted in a flat-top pinnacle over the landscape. He nodded in its direction.
How's Rose Eyes? Showed herself lately?
His companion shook her head.
Brave not. You'll have to shout your report through the forged door. Lady Cracker sees no beast while she's forging her new weapon. Do you recall the day she broke her old spear, what?
Algador could not resist a chuckle.
Oh, will I ever forget it, missy? Standing neck high in the sea and sinking two rapscallion ships. Was that ever a flipping sight? I thought she'd have burst with rage when the spear half snapped and she lost her blade in the water.
Deirdar took off in a loping run, calling back.
Can't stop toying with the likes of you all day. Must get going.
Algador waved to her.
Run easy, girl. Watch out for those shore toads on the way back. Don't take any nonsense off the blighters. Take care.